You're listening to the Magic Our Way podcast with Kevin, Danny,
Eli, and Rachel.
Oh, I love the way their foul little minds work. Yeah.
Jumbo, everyone.
Harambe.
And welcome to another edition of
The Magic Our Way.
Magic Our Way.
Magic Our Way.
Magic Our Way.
The Magic Our Way podcast.
They are truly magical and whatnot.
Asante sana, everyone. You're listening to The Magic Our Way podcast from New Orleans, Louisiana. And on this show, we invite you to feel the libations.
Feel it, feel it.
We are artistic buffs and not artistic cream puffs. This is a show in which every opinion is welcome. MagicArray.com is where you can find us. For this show, we check out the Dark Universe world in Universal Epic Universe. And look, this isn't your typical polished, practice pixie dust and dizzy podcast. No way. We are not in the parks every day letting you know that the sand was raked like a Zen garden in the greenhouse of the Living with the Land attraction.
That's right, Kev. We're just here to drink, talk some Universal, and get 50 Shades Darker talking about Dark Universe.
Ooh. Hey, you listeners have the easy part. All you got to do is listen up to what we think up while we drink up.
My name is Kevin.
And I'm Danny.
I'm Eli.
And Rachel is out today as she's off continuing to hone her travel agent product knowledge, otherwise known as a vacation.
And her tan.
And her tan. And Josh's tan.
Yes.
And all the tans. Tan. All the tan. All the cruise yes. Tan. She'll be able to tell you about Wonder of the Seas in detail.
It's a lot. Can't wait.
Everybody's so book a trip dark. With her today.
Hey, yes. Book it.
And look, the easiest way to support us is leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts and or wherever you access our show. Also, be sure to like and subscribe, as well as turn on those notifications so you never miss an episode of the Magic Army Podcast. So enough of our jibber-jabber, y'all. Let's get dark and explore Dark Universe. Here we are in the hub, the main topic segment of our show, and we will continue our series of shows exploring Universal Epic Universe. The fourth new gate opening in 2025 at the Universal Orlando Resort. Yes, if this is your first time watching our podcast, yes, we do advertise that we're a Disney podcast. But as I mentioned previously on many shows, competition is good for business. And we all agree that regarding theme parks, Universal is the closest competition to Disney that currently exists.
And yeah. We're men. We have wandering eyes.
That's right.
When a beautiful girl walks, how can we not notice?
We're not dead. We appreciate it.
That's right. I love art.
Yes.
And thongs.
Yes, both.
Oh, good.
Thong of art.
And come on, let's be real, guys. The last time Disney opened a new park in the U.S. was what? 1998 with Animal Kingdom?
Ooh, yeah.
Wow. It's been a while.
Yes, as iron sharpens iron, so should a park do another park.
Ooh.
Oh. Wow. I don't know. What Bible verse was that?
Conan.
Oh, Conan chapter 6, verse 4.
Yes.
Something like that. And look, on the last episode, number 513, we examined all the information released about Celestial Park, the world which serves as the main hub or portal, if you will, of Epic Universe, from which guests will be able to access the other worlds. If you haven't yet, please go check that show out after you've listened to this one so you can get your bearings on the whole Epic Universe concept. Now, I recognize there are numerous venues from which you can get specific details and rumors about this place, but for the Mohicans that don't keep track of Universal stuff but are curious, again, we thank you for allowing us to do the research for you and trusting us to give you accurate information.
Mm-hmm.
So a quick overview about the park itself. Epic Universe has five areas, or worlds as they call it.
Mm-hmm.
These worlds are Celestial Park, How to Train Your Dragon, the Isle of Berk, Super Nintendo World, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Ministry of Magic, and Dark Universe, the world that we are checking out on this episode. And I am happy to turn the show over to my co-host, who has taken a huge interest in this world. Danny, tell us about Dark Universe, sir.
Absolutely, sir. Cannot wait. All right, before we get started, full disclosure.
Yes.
All the information that you're about to hear has been pulled from various sources around the web. I'm not going to go through and name them all.
But we thank them.
Yes, we thank them all. Because as they say, if you pull from one source, that's plagiarism. If you pull from multiple, that's just research. And that's what I did. I did a lot of research.
Yes, and I make sure I post all resources somewhere so that if you're curious, we're not fibbing anything.
I don't post.
We're not inside the magic anything. Yeah.
No, we're not. No. So I'm not crediting this. I'm not saying that I personally went out and did this research. I have pulled this from various different sources, so you don't have to. Anyway. So, Dark Universe. All right, let's get into this. So, the first thing that's very interesting about the Dark Universe is the name itself.
Mm.
Some may not remember, but the Dark Universe was a series of movies that Universal was developing as a sort of reboot of the Universal classic monster movies.
Yes.
And all the films were expected to take place in a shared universe. So you could have like modern versions of Frankenstein meets the Wolfman and so much more. So it was supposed to be a series of films that we were going to get. And officially it started with Dracula Untold, which was released in 2014. They didn't plan for it to release like that. But when they got the idea of doing this, they're like, well, let's just try and fold that into it. And so they reshot scenes for that movie to kind of bring it all together. But where it really jumped the shark was the release of the 2017 film. I'm sure y'all know it. Oh, come on. Where did Dark Universe go wrong? What was the Universal film that was supposed to launch Dark Universe?
The Mummy.
The Mummy.
Oh, really?
2017, The Mummy starring Tom Cruise was supposed to be the official start of the Dark Universe.
Habitat Cruise.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was a freak of nature thing. I thought it was a glitch in the Matrix.
I saw the trailer for it and I was just like, that looks terrible.
Yes, it did.
So like the Mummy movies, but different, right?
Well, it was. Yeah. I think it was kind of like a Curse of the Mummy kind of thing.
I don't know. I never saw it.
No, but at the
and apparently I'm not alone. Like on Rotten Tomatoes, I think it had like a 15%.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it was a critical and box office failure across the board.
Yeah.
Oh,
to see it.
Yeah. The trailer looked bad, but after that, I guess Tom Cruise was like, yeah, I'm done with this. Mission Impossible, how you doing?
I think Attack of the Killer Tomatoes had a better review.
Oh my God. This film did.
But after The Mummy, Russell Crowe was set to star in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Mm-hmm. Johnny Depp was going to be the Invisible Man. Javier Bardem was supposed to be Frankenstein's monster.
Oh, nice.
And there was even a Vanity Fair cover with all of them on there discussing the future films yet to come. So this was going to be a thing, and it all went to hell with the release of The Mummy. So technically, the Dark Universe ended before it could even begin.
Oh.
But apparently, much like Disney Imagineering, no good idea truly dies.
Yes,
there it is.
And now, the Dark Universe is, at least to me, Epic Universe's most intriguing land.
I love it.
So, right. The description for Dark Universe is that of a, quote, shadowy landscape where monsters roam in a world of myth and mystery. Now, the portal entry to this land, it's shaped like a giant tree stump with sculpted rocks that are wrapped in these large overgrown tree roots and vines, all leading up to this large spire that looks like something right out of Dr. Frankenstein's laboratory, man. I mean, it's like topped with like a, what do you call it, like an electrical beacon.
Okay, yeah.
And it looks like, according to the concept art, it's going to feature some pretty cool crackling electrical lighting effect.
That'd be Cairo. Awesome. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like they just crank Frankenstein up to the roof and they're just waiting for that lightning to hit to zap. And surrounding the entry portal to the Dark Universe are the words of Dr. Frankenstein himself. It's alive!
It's alive!
Yeah! So what a great way to beckon you into this world.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because it's like that idea is now alive.
Yes.
After being failed, it's alive now.
And that's a visceral start.
It is.
That wakes you up in the moment.
And Universal's been so associated with monsters for so long that you wonder why it took them so long to do this. Mm-hmm. But anyway, all right. So once we enter through the portal, the general atmosphere of the land is expected to be dark and gloomy just all year round. Nothing but darkness and gloominess. And it's rumored to have an original soundtrack composed by none other than Danny Elfman.
What?
Yes. Yes.
No way.
Yes. Yes.
That's going to be badass.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. My God. I didn't know that.
Now, as you enter the portal, you're going to enter through a graveyard. You're going to walk along this pathway, and it's going to be lined by rows and rows of tombstones, almost like a makeshift fence.
Mm-hmm.
Guiding you through this winding pathway past this large crypt and into the European style village of Darkmoor. That's going to be the name of the village that is going to be the central area of Dark Universe. Walking through Darkmoor, it's themed as a village that was once terrorized by monsters. The roots of the tree, kind of like what you saw when you entered into the portal, the roots of the tree have taken hold of the village, wrapping around the entire town.
Ooh.
The idea there is that it's going to represent the trauma that the people of the village have, for whom the monsters were an everyday threat, that everything just kind of became overgrown and beaten up and just torn to shreds.
Terra firma. Love
it. Exactly. And since you have this town just locked in fear, guests might actually see cages hanging from rooftops, weapons at the ready around every single turn.
Sounds like my first marriage.
Hey!
Yeah, the tranquilizer gun that you employed were very useful.
Thank you for supplying me with that.
You're welcome.
It was tough times. Tough times.
Armed crossbows will be set up on turrets, and various other weapons will be around in barrels and hanging on the walls, inside of shops. So, just in case the monsters attack, the villagers all have weapons at the ready.
Nice.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Exactly.
Thank them for being so considerate.
It helps to be prepared.
Because if this world comes to life,
yes.
I want to be ready.
Yeah. This sounds spooky
as
hell.
I want to help.
Yeah.
Now, at the opposite end of the village street from the portal are broken stone walls.
Ooh.
Like one section of the wall is in the center of the pathway leading out of the village, and there's other sections that frame the exit of the village. Again, almost as if it's just something just keeps busting through and causing these people all kinds of problems. As guests enter to the right, they'll find Dark Universe's signature dining restaurant, which one can only hope will take its cue from that fabulous Universal Studios Monster Cafe that was taken over by them damn minions in 2023. I like the minions, but I love the Monster Cafe.
That was a cool cafe.
The rumored name for this restaurant is, depends on how you've heard it, the Steakhouse or Das Steakhouse.
Das Steakhouse, yeah.
Das, yeah.
Yeah.
This will be Dodge.
Yeah.
Now, that's some clever wordplay based on the idea of the stake that is driven through the vampire's heart in order to kill him. That's where it gets the name. It's about a 362-seat restaurant.
Ooh.
And it's expected to be an upscale, quick-service location. That means you'll order your food from the counter, but then you'll go sit, and then they'll bring you your food when you're ready. Just like kind of like, what do you call it?
Sizzler.
I was thinking Leaky Cauldron in Diagon Alley, but okay.
Quick service steak place.
I love the Sizzler.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
It should bring it to you.
I'm excited now.
I've been walking around the park. I'm tired trying to kill mice and stuff. I want to sit down and just have a nice meal brought to me.
I remember Sizzler. I love Sizzler.
Yeah, we did Vampire Slayers now.
Damn.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Sizzler.
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 But
Universal, bring back Sizzler for Kevin.
And they did. The Steakhouse.
The Steakhouse.
The Steakhouse.
Yeah, schnell. I want steak in my tummy now.
The Steakhouse is supposed to have large Gothic candle chandeliers hanging above and medieval-style decorations all along the walls.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's continuing the motif of having the weapons at the ready. So, there, again, crossbows hanging on the walls, barrels of weapons. Should diners need to go ahead and grab one if the monsters come crashing through while they're trying to eat their steak?
So considerate.
Exactly. In at least one of the concept designs for the restaurant, the centerpiece of the dining hall was supposed to have this massive tree filled with intricate carved figures, I guess kind of like the Tree of Life. So the tree is also set to feature carved scenes depicting all the horrors of the monsters who've haunted this village. So I guess you've had various carvings of monsters and their activities in this tree. But that was one concept that was floated out there at one point. But again, this kind of carries on the motif of the whole idea of the roots from the portal entrance that we saw when we walked in.
Wow.
Across the way from the steakhouse, on the opposite side of the village, is the land's main retail location. Now, details are scarce on this, but there are two recent trademarks that were filed. And unlike Kevin when he did Celestial Park, None of this stuff has been made official. I just want to make that clear right now. Like, this is all speculation based on permits and visuals of the what they're building over there. So this is how people are putting this together. So, yes, details are scarce, but the two recent trademarks filed, one was for Pretorius's Scientific Oddities, and the other was for Oddities and Monstrosities.
That's awesome.
And both of those likely represent the store name. Yeah? You're looking at me like...
No. I was going to stop because he might hit it because I was going to ask. Is that like when we went to Universal, like I bought those shirts, those characters there?
Wait, what are you talking about? Which shirt?
I bought a shirt and it had like all these crazy characters. And like when you said oddities, remember we went to that one occult type of
stuff? Oh, no. You're thinking of Halloween Horror Nights. And I think that came from a maze that they were doing that year. I don't think this has anything to do with it. Like Pretorius, I don't know if you recognize it, but that's the name of the mad scientist who persuaded Dr. Frankenstein to create the bride of Frankenstein in the film of the same name. So it could be either or of those. It could be both. It could be have two gift shops in there for all I know. But those are those. The two names of the gift shops that we're hearing.
Okay.
Now, front and center as you walk through the village is going to be the manor that houses the land's signature e-ticket attraction, which is, again, tentatively called Monsters Unchained, the Frankenstein Experiment. Here is where guests will encounter all the classic Universal monsters, which will have been unleashed by some sort of experiment by Dr. Victoria Frankenstein, a descendant of Dr. Frankenstein.
Oh, of course.
So this would probably be a good place to note that while a lot of the publicity surrounding the land has been centered around encounters with these classic Universal movie monsters, as you can tell, Dr. Victoria Frankenstein... That's not quite how the original movie went.
Mm-hmm.
So these monsters have been given a makeover to make them more modern. And they have released visual representations of Frankenstein, Dracula, the Wolfman. And yeah, they have been redone and updated and bear very, very little resemblance to the monsters from Universal Classic Movie. So if you're expecting Bela Lugosi's Dracula, Boris Karloff's Frankenstein, Lon Chaney Jr.'s Wolfman, you're going to be let down.
Mm.
These are more modern versions of that. That's something that, I don't know, I guess we could discuss if y'all wanted to. That's a questionable choice to me, but then again, who knows? Maybe we don't feel like paying likeness rights to maybe they have likeness rights to sell t-shirts and stuff like that, but they don't have them to recreate those characters in their parks. I don't know, but that was their choice to do.
That would make sense, though. They would have to pay the actors, right, because it's like a likeness thing.
Well, yeah, pay the licenses, family. Those guys are long since gone, yeah.
I kind of dig because it reminds me of Young Frankenstein, the Mel Brooks movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, it's like, what, a great-grandfather, a great-grandson of Frankenstein, Dr. Yes. Frankenstein, brought the monster
alive. Frankenstein,
Frankenstein! Frankenstein! Sorry, I'm so sorry. Yeah, so that reminds me of that, and so here comes another relative along, is like, I wonder what my family's been doing. So let me bring these monsters back to life. Oh, wow, this is so cool. It works.
Mm-hmm.
My family's brilliant. Oops, I messed up.
I got someone to sweep up. Yeah.
So I don't know if it's related to that, but it kind of fits that mold. It's like subsequent members of the Frankenstein family exploring the family name and what they did. And
finding their great-grandfather's diary.
And then they get hooked, and it's like, I can do this too because it's in my blood.
Man.
So Victoria's got it. It's like,
she's got it now.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with trying to modernize it because I think going forward, it would make sense for anyone who's going to that park because they're not going to be aware of the previous classic history actors or whatnot.
Sure.
So that would make it a little more relative.
Yeah, and look, they bear a striking resemblance. I mean, you can definitely tell who they're supposed to be, but yes, it's not the iconic resemblance.
Right.
Makes sense.
Although there is something kinky about a female Dr. Frankenstein creating the perfect man for her. That is kind of weird.
They always try. That's called changing people. It's wrong. That's totally wrong. It's unethical. As is Frankenstein. Totally unethical.
So anyway, back to the attraction. All right. So the Gothic manor that serves as the attraction's facade is based off of Belgium's Chateau Miranda.
Ooh.
It's an iconic and recently demolished Gothic structure that fits in perfectly with the Universal Monsters films of the 30s. And this one, I believe, is confirmed that is exactly what it's going to look like.
That's cool.
Yeah. The queue entry will have guests enter through a gate wall before crossing over a bridge that's over like a dried up old moat. I think it's dried up. I don't think it's actual moat.
Oh my God, that'd be awesome if it was. That's brilliant.
Yeah. And
that just adds to the decrepitness of the area.
Yes.
I love it. I love it.
And it leads right to the mansion's front door. Now, there's also like an extended outdoor queue partially behind the manor where there's like a crypt with trees framing its entrance, and guests follow down this pathway through an old dilapidated garden before entering the attraction. So there is a huge queue that you have to make your way through. Now, I imagine the extended queue is something that you only have to do if it's really, really, really busy, sure, which it probably will be for a long, long time. But thanks for the permits filed by Universal. We know some of the names for the different queue areas that will be located inside the manor itself. The first you're going to run to will be a grand staircase featuring two sets of rounded stairs that we encounter when we first enter into the manor. And then there are going to be other areas that are labeled as the study, the library, the great room, the dining room, and the corridor. So all those are queue areas that you're going to walk through. It sounds like a Clue board game.
Yeah.
It was Frankenstein in the corridor.
With a crossbow that I found in a bucket over at the restaurant.
Yeah, by the library.
Yes.
From there, you'll need to lock away your valuables in this hallway of double-sided lockers, because this attraction will use the Kuko robotic arm system currently found in Universal's Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey attraction, and you don't need anything falling out of your pockets.
Good for them. Good for them.
Smart. Yes. However, this time out, the ride system will do things just a little bit differently. First, unlike Forbidden Journey, the load and unload area for Monsters Unchained is expected to be circular, rather than a straight line, and the ride vehicles will be themed to Dr. Frankenstein's laboratory.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be like a medical table, but with like where it seats up.
Yeah.
But there's gears and then coils, and the guests, I guess, are like being experimented on. Yeah. It looks like you were laid down that slab and just brought back to life.
That's awesome.
Secondly, the version of the vehicle will have a more open view. So now guests can use their peripheral vision throughout the ride and see side to side, looking around, as opposed to like when you're in Forbidden Journey, it's just right what's in front of you.
Nice. I like that.
Wow. Also, unlike Forbidden Journey, this attraction will not contain any projection screen carousel moments. That's like where your ride vehicles kind of move in sync with the screen for several sections of the ride.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Instead, this ride's going to feature more actual physical sets and animatronic figures.
Nice.
Along with some large-scale LED display screens. So, that's absolute pleasure to hear.
Man, they learn from the mistakes, huh?
Yes.
Wow.
It's been confirmed that the animatronic monsters are being manufactured by Roche Industries.
Ooh. Roche shampoo.
Roche. Nice. R-O-U-S-H. Roche.
Very German.
You're really keeping it in house with that, huh?
Yes.
Roche. Those costumes. Got it. Okay.
That's Roche.
Roche.
Hush. Now, it's rumored that we are destined to meet all the classics. That includes The Mummy, Frankenstein's Monster, Creature from the Black Lagoon, ooh, Wolfman, Hunchback. I would imagine Dracula as well.
Got to.
Yes. Going by the patents filed, it appears the animatronics we see could include some of the following. First, there's like a patent for a walking animatronic that some surmise would be the animatronic Frankenstein monster figure that walks into full view of the guests.
Oh, nice.
Another patent application from Universal seems to show what could be another rumored element of the ride, as it seems to show someone playing what looks like a piano, which, again, people are surmising is the Phantom of the Opera playing the organ. Yes.
Yeah.
Love it. Christine!
But those are the only scenes that have been rumored. Again, nothing, none of this is official. This is all rumors based upon patents that have been pulled. That's really the only details we have for what's going to be going on inside this ride. Of course, there's going to be an exit gift shop on the right side of the manor facade when you walk out. And a recent trademark was made for something called the Manor Storehouse for use as a retail location. So this is likely the name of the gift shop.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Because, I mean, it is a Gothic manor, so the manor storehouse, that makes sense. Permits also describe an on-ride photo pickup location within this area of the building. So this ride will obviously feature an on-ride photo that it take of you and sell back to you.
Of course. Yeah,
you should be having a picture of yourself terrified.
Oh, yeah. I want a picture of me with Frankenstein. Come on.
I'll with you.
One last thing mentioned in the permits for use in the front of this building, and apparently in a couple other buildings in and around the land, are what is described as fog rooms.
Fogrums.
That will be used for fog equipment, because remember, they want to keep this area gloomy. So not just this manor, just all of
Dark Universe.
The whole thing?
Well, I can't sit there and say for sure the whole thing, but various areas are set aside as fogrums where they're going to pipe out this fog throughout the entire... God.
But could you imagine if they do manage to make that entire area constantly foggy year-round?
Yeah.
How awesome that would be?
That would be wonderful.
That would be crazy.
Well, first of all, it would be very cool in the summer, because fog, you know, the fake fog is basically just nice, cool water.
Yeah.
That they spray, but man, that'd be awesome aesthetic.
I was going to say, that's only awesome at night. And that for the full effect of that, if you go into, you know, water cars like a Frankenstein or definitely like Dracula's castle or something like that.
Yeah.
That's taking pictures of that.
Can you imagine that? Trying to convince your kid, look, kid, look, there's a big gothic manor over there, Monsters and Chain, let's go. And they're looking at it through a rolling fog, and they're like, no!
Better yet, you're like, I lost you in the fog. Well, you stick your hand up as high as you can.
And Universal is actually like, excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
Mission accomplished.
I mean, who's not going to be taking photos like crazy of that? That's going to be brilliant.
That'd be cool. Like, you walk by the portal and it's like you see fog rolling out. Like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. what's going on now?
That's a freaky effect. Even if you see that any movie, anything, I'm on board with that.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of fog machines. They have a whole fog room with various tubing. Like, that'd be
great. Wow.
That's
like an HVAC for fog.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Anyway, apparently fog over there to them is kind of like what water is to Celestial Park. It's everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Shooting it everywhere.
Fog features.
Ooh-wee.
So as you exit the gift shop, directly next to the manor, you'll find DeLacy's Snack Stand.
Oh.
Which is going to be a cottage-themed snack stand where you'll probably find stuff like, you know, I don't know, like pretzels, popcorn, drinks, whatnot. DeLacy is a character from the original Frankenstein story who, if you remember, is a blind man who lives in the cottage in the forest.
Mm.
Remember that Frankenstein visits and he can't see Frankenstein, so he doesn't judge him, that kind of thing. Yeah. So that's what that would be named after. Then there's the land's secondary attraction, which is going to be called, allegedly, it's not been 100% confirmed, Curse of the Werewolf.
Oh, yes.
Now, Curse of the Werewolf is something that we've actually seen quite a bit more of than anything else, because they've been testing the vehicles for a while now.
It's crazy, huh?
Yes.
It's like, no doubt. It's like, there's no doubt.
Yeah, it's be happening. Here. Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's supposed to be a launch spinning roller coaster that should be family friendly, relatively speaking, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be manufactured again by Mack Rides.
Yay, Mack!
And we all know Mack Rides make you jump.
Jump.
And spin.
And spin.
Spin.
Yeah.
Spin.
And they're German. Mack Rides is German, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Das.
This is the time when we ride?
Yes.
Yeah.
The ride vehicles will have a train design with back-to-back facing seats. So like...
Oh, kind of like, what is that? What? Toy Story Mania? Back-to-back?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly
okay.
It. Yeah, gotcha. Very well put. And these vehicles can spin around 360 degrees as it goes around the track.
Wow. Oh, okay.
So not exactly tame, but you won't have any inversions or steep drops or anything like that. So I don't know. I guess the thrill level lands somewhere between Flight of the Hippogriff and Hagrid's Magical Creatures Motorbike Adventure.
All about the G-forces,
yes,
it sounds like.
Exactly.
Yeah. Gollied. I
mean, oh, yeah. That's another one. But yeah, for me, somebody who gets queasy, I don't know. I'm kind of... This one makes me a little anxious.
Well, I want to know. I want to hear words. I remember reading about this. I'm curious to know if it's free spinning 360. Because I rode a 360 spinning roller coaster in Brazil, and that was free spinning. So wherever the train went... The force just made it spin.
Yeah,
it wasn't motorized. It just made it spin.
Yes.
That was nuts.
Oh, I believe that.
And so I'm curious to know if this is free spinning, it's not going to be tame.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah.
That means a lot for you to say that, too.
It does.
That says a lot.
I mean, I liked it, but man, I had to think twice about riding it again.
Oh, wow. I would definitely.
Yeah.
I'd do it once, but... I might need a break for a while.
I think so.
I'll credit it. That is a unique ride system.
Yes.
Ain't nobody in the U.S., I think, doing that.
Nope.
You know, you're basically putting a tilt-a-whirl on a roller coaster
track. Yes. Wow. Can you say lawsuit?
So anyway, the exterior queue of this attraction is rumored to be themed as a traveling village of colorful tents with Vardo-style wagons, kind of like a gypsy village.
Got you. Okay.
Nice.
That's cool.
Yeah. There's even speculation that the ride vehicles, because the ride, you've seen the vehicles, but they're wrapped in plastic and stuff like that, so there's speculation that the ride vehicles may take inspiration from these wagons.
Okay.
And so it's like you're a caravan going into this attraction.
I love it.
Yeah, like a carnival kind of thing, or just like you're just riding right into the strange.
No,
town.
like a caravan of gypsy wagons, okay, going forward kind of thing. That's a speculation though. There's nothing for sure about that. Now the load station and plot of the attraction though, again, because we're going with that gypsy theme, is rumored to revolve around Maleva, the fortune teller character from the original Wolfman film.
Nice.
So the ride will start with a small launch, taking us through a forest and into a barn-like structure that sits in the middle of the track. Now, rumors have said the barn in the middle of the ride may be a place where it's always a full moon. And it just might represent our own personal transformation into werewolves, as we've all been afflicted with the curse. So you go in there and through some kind of effect you see yourself and you've turned into a werewolf. That's a rumor, just completely a rumor. It could also just be a show building where we have an encounter with a werewolf, like the Yeti that we kind of see briefly
when Disco Werewolf
next week. Yeah, Disco Werewolf, there you go. Maybe they learn from Disco Yeti and they're like, we don't want no werewolf that's a disco werewolf, so they'll be the werewolves.
Yeah.
It's also expected that the barn will be a swinging point for the coaster, launching you backwards and forwards through the structure multiple times, building momentum with each pass until you have enough power to clear the remainder of the track.
Dude, that'd be awesome. Because it's like, you know, if that's transformation to werewolf, then you're the back and throw motion of just like, trying to fight it, but I can't. And then all of a sudden I transform and then I shoot out of the building. That'd be freaking awesome.
Oh, yeah. Like the first time you see yourself, you're a little hairy. Then you got teeth. Then your eyes are bugging out. And then by the time you're full werewolf.
Yeah. Out the door. That's badass.
Oh, no. You never go full werewolf.
Oh, yeah. Just a tip.
Yeah.
Just
a little teen wolf, maybe.
Little teeth wolf?
Little teen wolf.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Now, in the center of the tracks between the load station and the barn are several frame theming elements that will mimic scenes from the movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nice.
Neighboring Curse of the Werewolf is Dark Universe's second dining location, which is going to be called, and this is pretty much official, the Burning Blade Tavern.
That's a great name.
Yeah, awesome. That's a wonderful name. And I'm sure y'all can guess it's themed after the Burning Windmill from Frankenstein.
Yeah, that's badass.
Yes.
Very iconic.
Permits filed indicate there are gas lines that run throughout the structure, which are listed as being for a flame effect.
Done.
Yeah.
There it is.
So the blades of the windmill will likely catch on fire.
Oh. Now,
whether this happens the entire time you're there or it goes off every few minutes, kind of like the dragon at the top of Gringotts, who knows?
But that's cool.
But it's going to happen.
That's really neat.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And the Burning Blade Tavern, it's going to be a 64-seat quick service dining location with a bar. There'll definitely be a bar inside. Tavern,
yeah. Yes.
And an outside area where you can go sit down. And the interior is designed to feature large turning gears and mechanical pieces that you can be seen overhead, which move in time with the windmill fins outside.
Oh, so like the windmill gears.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, nice.
And I think it's all in like this kind of like a fake hill, but where you eat is actually within the hill itself.
Yeah.
Outside of the Burning Blade Tavern, towards the back of Dark Universe, is a rumored meet and greet for Universal Monster characters.
Oh, so, wow.
Yes.
Good for them.
Again, recent permit file revealed the possible name of this location, and I'm going to murder this. Monster Treffen.
Monster Treffen.
There
Monster
you go. Treffen.
Yes, Monster Treffen.
Now is the time of Magic Our Way where we dance.
Oh, yes.
So, yes, that should be where you meet your classical movie monsters, Frankenstein, Dracula, and whatnot. That is, again, a heavily rumored thing that you would go ahead and meet the actual monsters.
If it's true.
If it's true.
Awesome, awesome concept.
But it makes sense.
Yes, Monster that's smart. Treffen. I like that.
Now, at the very back of Dark Universe, there has been land allocated for a Phase 2 expansion. And thus far, this is the only land at Epic Universe that has explicitly said there's a Phase 2 coming. All the other lands have spaces for future expansion, but they have never said we're definitely doing this. And again, all rumors can change at any point in time, but the future expansion area has been rumored to be a boat ride based on the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Ooh. Oh, man, what?
Again, Phase 2, no permits have been filed, no nothing. So take that with a huge grain of salt.
Mm-mm.
But yes, they're talking about a slow-moving
Like, you, yeah, the, yeah.
Water Ride.
Wow.
Another iconic monster. Though.
Another iconic
monster. Good for them. Yeah. Speaking of that, I looked up what Monstertreffen means. Mm. In German, it literally means monster meeting. I thought that's cute.
Well, there you go.
I thought it was like a brand muffin or something.
No, I love it. It's like maybe you have like German visitors come and it's like, well, of course that's what it is.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Thank you, for being so obvious.
Yes.
Yeah. Monstertreffen.
Monstertreffen.
And that's everything, man. That's everything that is being rumored for Dark Universe right now. By the time it's released, we may see some things change. We're probably going to see a lot of that confirmed, though, I would have bet.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely. Just like when I was doing Celestial Park, a lot of the stuff that you're seeing being built with air photography has been confirmed compared to the final concept art.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the worlds that has not been fleshed out or described on the Universal website officially, but that is coming. I'm sure like they're going to release something every 2 months for each one of these worlds. And so, just to Danny's point, a lot of this sounds like it's just going to be confirmed because it's the fan universe is pretty prolific and it looks to be pretty dang accurate.
Oh, yeah.
My whistle is wet for this place, man. It just looks
My taint amazing. Has been tickled.
Yay! And it feels good.
Yeah. It's like Tinder.
Yeah, fog.
I like the fact that it sounds like these guys, rumored, of course, but it sounds like if these are true, that they're going to double down. And I think this is the type of property that you should have because it's the park. It's not waiting for any new form of movie because, like they said, I mean, I don't know how Tom Cruise made any movie good, but still, I like the fact that, like, we're going to take this chance despite what a cinematic universe failed to do, and we can still bring it back. So that's a smart thing. That's not waiting for everything to happen and then saying, oh, we'll make this go. Doubling down on that, I like that.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah, I like that as well. I'm very excited about this place, especially the theming. You know, looking at the aerial photos and stuff that BioReconstruct puts out, it looks absolutely amazing.
Oh, it does.
Absolutely. Even the graveyards, when they started showing pictures of that, I'm like...
Oh, when the tombstones arose,
It's like, wow, that just sets the mood the moment you walk in.
This is easily the land I'm most excited about seeing. This is the only thing I was really concerned about seeing, I'll be honest with you, when I first heard this thing was coming. I have to know. I have to know what's coming here because, full disclosure again, me and my daughter have been working on a book that's kind of a little similar. I don't want to say too much about it.
Copyright Danny Lowe's.
I ain't going to say anything to copyright, but I mean, Eli knows what we're talking about here. And there's a lot of this that when I started to learn about it, I'm like, ooh, this sounds too familiar. Might need to do some rewrites. But
you wrote it first, Danny.
I thought of it first, I should say, but anyway, it's not that far-fetched of an idea.
Sure.
But this is a place I've always wanted to visit. This is Halloween Horror Nights 360 plus days a year.
Oh, absolutely.
And this is perfect for me. Totally my speed. This is something I want to see every single time.
And the best thing, there's a bar right outside the portal if you need a break.
Yes.
If you're too much monster, too scary, you want something that'll brighten your mood, just hop out of the portal, grab a drink, and get your liquid courage and head right back on in there.
But that's good, though, too. You drink as much as you need because in case a vampire tries to bite you, it's going to get buzzed, too. So, you know.
It does concern me that we don't have that Dr. Frankenstein. I really do hope they're doing something like that in the hotel or something like that. I doubt it because Helios Hotel just seems so beautiful. I would love a Dr. Frankenstein's Labs themed bar.
Oh, that'd be badass.
Where your drink is just smoking and bubbling and all that.
That'd be a great theme bar.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
You drink something, it turns you into a werewolf. I don't know. Like something.
Yeah, no, you have like, you have an area that like a little lightning happens and your drink pops out from some chute somewhere.
When you receive the werewolf drink, you gotta howl first before you can get it.
I would totally do that.
Yeah, I would totally do that too.
They could put Trader Sam's to shame with this.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So hopefully phase two expansion. Guys, put that in there. Hire us. We'll draw it up for you.
Unless it's already in Helios, then by all means, do it.
Pay us in park passes. We don't even have to pay us money. We will take a pass.
We'll take it, because you know the first thing you're going to have for brunch at this place, Bloody Mary.
Come on.
Can we have a Bloody Mary bar with a bunch of mirrors surrounding it to really get into it?
How trippy would that be? And then, you can block it so that the bartender is, like, invisible.
Just don't say it three times.
Instead of string beans and stuff, there's, like, fingers sticking out of
there
it.
There you go.
Oh, yes. Dude, that would be great.
Yes, fangs and stuff hanging off the edge of the glass. Oh man.
Yeah, there's so much potential. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll visit, hire us, and then we'll come in, consult, then come back, talk about it. Yeah, that's
the Magic Our Way Creative.
Boom.
There it's like Wag the Dog. I just want the credit. We're just doing this for the credit.
Yeah. A little money never hurt. But anyway, dude.
Yeah, sponsor. We'll be the official Universal podcast. How about that?
Yeah.
We'll switch.
Give it to us, yes.
We're whores.
I mean, we're in sync with them. Yeah. You know?
It's not like Disney's doing anything right now. There's enough of those guys.
What have you done for me lately, Disney?
That's right.
Just try to love us.
Well, Danny, that was freaking awesome, man. I love it.
Thank you, dude.
I love hearing Dark Universe. And it just further makes me excited to hear about all the other worlds coming that we're going to describe. We're going to be talking about Super Nintendo World, Harry Potter, Isle of Burke, which I'm kind of interested in. This looks rather intriguing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know anything about the franchise, but the attractions that are coming just looks really interesting to me.
I'm going to watch that because that's been recommended to me a few times over.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to watch it too. And you, Muikens, also out there, check that out, man. Look, get in touch with us. Let us know what you think about Dark Universe. Is this something you're looking forward to? Is there something that's missing? Is there something that you're glad that they have? Let us know. Get in touch with us. We're about to tell you how to do that in just a little bit. Well, y'all, we hope you enjoyed that episode about Dark Universe over at Universal Epic Universe. Look, if you want to learn more about us, the Magic Our Way podcast, go to magicourway.com. There you'll find our social media links, past episodes, and more. Plus, you can get in touch with us to share your opinions about Dark Universe through the following ways. First of all, shoot us an email at show@magicourway.com or call or send us a text message at 1-815-MOEEKEN. That is 1-815-MOEEKEN. 669-4226. And of course, we have a couple people who do things outside of the podcast. First of all, we got Eli Does Things with Comics. What's up, sir?
Yes, sir. As always, when you go out there on the internet, you need a space to start typing into that tab there. I suggest this, www.ivancomics.com. When you go there, you're going to see everything I got drawn up there. Fully colored pages. The only ad for them is for the Magic Our Way podcast. One of them is Project Geisha. Let me tell you something really quick. It is funny about our creative ability. There is actually a scene in one of the books in Project Geisha where they do go to a bar that has an aquarium in it with not many fish. But that's only because I didn't feel like drawing that many fish. But I won't tell you what issue it is. But I'm just saying, before this came out, drew that. Just saying. But Project Geisha, Savages, and the Molly Be Damned.
Wait, which one has the aquarium of fish?
Well, there's an episode of Project Geisha. I think it's the second book, actually. It's Geisha Hunt.
Oh.
And yes, I drew that way back when. Just say it, man. Universal, listen up, man. We ahead, man.
Geisha Hunt.
Geisha Hunt, yes. That's.
I'm waiting for the porn parody of that.
Better than Mike Hunt.
Hey! Yeah, well, you know, I mean, Tom Cruise, after he went from The Mummy, he became Ethan Hunt again.
So, hey!
I mean, there you go.
A lot of hunts.
There you go. Hunt for that. As well,
I'll hunt for Red October.
Well, there's the hunt.
I'm hunting for wabbits.
Oh, well, there you go. I love the hunt. Also, you could you have like the blog post and there's interviews. And of course, there's the link to the show, the Magic Our Way podcast that you're currently listening to now. Well, you never miss a beat, never miss an episode. You never know what's going on, how it's going down, who's rumoring what. And that ain't dark more. That's just the truth, ladies and gentlemen.
That's truth more.
That's truth more. More truth.
More truth.
That's right. Serve that in the drink for brunch. That's what I'm talking about.
And eat it.
There you go. And eat it. www.ivycomics.com. Get all that fun in your life. On social media, Facebook, Eli H. Ivory is where you can find me right there. As long as you're a real person, you know the story. Lovely to meet you. You ain't no bot. I don't need to greet you. I don't care if you got fangs or not, Mr. Bot. I can't do it. I just can't do it. But real person, hey, welcome. Love to meet you. Also on Facebook is the Project Geisha fan page. So facebook.com/Project Geisha. Also, I'm out there on Instagram doing the hearts and the likes and seeing what you got. Do the post and comment as well. EIV504 is where you can find me there. And of course, on X, I can be found at Hancock10166. So, yeah, you appreciate the man. It's just bringing me to Gladys. And just bring on more fog with the drinks.
More fog. And look, if you want to book a vacation pretty much anywhere, she can do cruises. She can book any major hotel brands, any of the theme parks, anywhere around the world, or even just the U.S. if you just want to stay here. She can even book a trip to New Orleans so you can come meet us.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We love hearing those. Special vacation destination.
Yeah, we're a trip.
Risk Energy.
Hey!
Hey! Look at you. Boom!
Look, Rachel's going to tell you how to book with her right now.
This is Rachel, one of the hosts of the Magic Our Way podcast. I would be honored to help your family book your vacation to Disney destinations, Universal, cruise lines, and major hotel brands around the world. Booking with me is at no extra cost to you. The cost of a travel agent is built into the cost of your vacation, whether you use one or not. And when you book with me, a little bit of your trip comes back to support the podcast and the fan community here at Magic Our Way. You can reach me at Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, at magicourway.com, or you can find me at R, the letter R, Family Magic, so Our Family Magic, on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. You can also give me a call or a text. My phone number is 978-432-WISH. Reach out today and let's make some magic with your family vacation.
Love it, guys. Look, if you want to access all the information we just gave you, go to magicourway.com/about-us. Also, if you want to elevate your support of the Magic Our Way podcast, go to patreon.com/magicourway. There you'll find 6 awesome tiers to support this show. And any way in which you can support the show is deeply appreciated. Also, the easiest way to support us, and it only costs a minute or so of your time, is to leave a rating and review in Apple Podcasts and or wherever you access our show, whether it is YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, etc. Also, we want to thank you for being a loyal listener, and we always love hearing from our listeners. All opinions will always be welcome on the Magic Our Way podcast, so make sure you get in touch with us today. So we say Quaharini. My name is Kevin.
And I'm Danny.
Magic out.
And you are. Bye.